Hey there, friends. I hope you're doing well today. As we dive in together to get our minds aligned with the truth of God, we are looking at the book of Romans, one of the most powerful passages of scripture in my life so far. The book of Romans, chapter 8, where we are right now, is the passage that did it for me. It's the passage that gave me some elemental, fundamental sort of truths that have been so instrumental in the growth of my life in practical ways, in the ways that I live in the world, which really is what is important, isn't it? It's the way we live that demonstrates whether Jesus is doing a work in our lives or not. We're looking at Romans chapter 8, verse number 9. And verse number 9, the Apostle Paul is speaking to us, and he's just presented us with the teaching that what drives our behavior in life is our mindset. Are we setting our mind on the things of the flesh, which I would define as the things we naturally lean toward, the sinful bent we have, the self-protective and self-directed mode? And then he says, or are we setting our minds on the things of the Spirit, which means the Spirit of God is leading us? The Spirit of God is the one in control, the one in charge, the one who is giving the orders and giving the power to carry them out. So, in verse 9, he's following that up by saying, you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So stop there and let those words sink in. Paul is telling us a basic about our own identity as followers of Jesus Christ. And I think this is important because the way you think about yourself will dictate a lot of how you behave. If you think of yourself as a sorry, no good sinner, you're going to go through life, not necessarily in outright sin, but you're going to go through life with kind of an expectation that you're just going to mess up and you're going to have trouble and you're going to have this and that happen in your life because you're just a sorry, no good sinner. But my friends, if we take this to heart, what Paul is telling us right here, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. We can recognize that the promise he just gave us, the truth he just revealed, that those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. And we can understand that we have a new opportunity, an opportunity greater than any we've ever had before, to live in ways that bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, because we are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. And he says that's true if, in fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you. And the scriptures teach us that when we place our faith in Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God does indeed come to dwell in us. So let that sink in for a moment. That'll rock your boat. The third person of the Trinity, God himself, resides inside your soul right now if you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ. My friends, I could just sit and ponder that all day long. That's got so much significance to that statement. And he goes on and he's describing for us why this is so important. He says, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. So you need to understand, folks, we're not talking about sons and daughters of God in the way that you would hear it discussed in the world, where everybody, by virtue of being a created being, is a quote-unquote son or daughter of God. We're talking about a special relationship here. It's for those who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ. And he's saying, when you place your faith in Christ, the Spirit of God comes to dwell in you, and you belong to him. So my friends, how does this impact you as you think about yourself as belonging to the King of Kings? As you think about yourself being one with him, being filled with the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit of God. For me, it sets me on a different course. It gives me a new way of looking at the obstacles, the difficulties, the sins that I struggle with. It gives me optimism and hope because I know that God has started a work in me, and he has not done that in vain. He has the power to bring it to completion, to bring it to the result he intends. And I'm motivated to cooperate with him in that. So I'm going to make up my mind, as Paul is saying here, to walk according to the Spirit. It's a habit we can build every single day. And I challenge you, friends, to start building that habit. When you wake up in the morning, set your mind on the things of the Spirit and get moving in the right direction by His power. Jesus, we need you to help us do this. We have old habits. We have old ways established that keep us going back to the flesh and responding in ways that are all about us and not about you. Lord, turn us around and help us to begin a new habit this day, this week, that we may honor you by walking according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.